BBC Listen.
Hello, hi, and g'day, my friends. It's Ruby here, and those excellent ears of yours are tuned in to News Time.
Hello, Ruby.
Hello.
Hello, Ruby.
On today's episode, we are going to zip along with a rural postie who's doing great things for her community. We'll also hear about how artificial intelligence is helping keep an eye on one of our favourite sleepy marsupials. Then we'll head along to an aged care home with some high schoolers. In the big red centre of Australia, we'll visit a place being transformed by an orchard full of lemons. And finally, we'll get out our shovels and dig ourselves deep underground for our...
Wow of the Week!
Yes, that's it. What do you think? Are you ready?
Sign me up.
Great. Well, here we go.
Story number 5.
Beck Climey is a postie who lives in outback Queensland, in a little town called Julia Creek.
If you have a parcel or something for your birthday or Christmas or something,
give you letters.
They put these weird things into your postbox.
Yep. Posties in the city visit hundreds of homes each day, and usually they only stop for a second or two at each mailbox. They drop off the mail, then speed away to the next one. But when Beck does her mail run, she travels hundreds of kilometres, but only makes 34 stops.
Well, that's actually not a lot.
Nope. Compared to posties in the big city, it's not many at all. But that's because Beck has such a long way to go to get from one mailbox to the next. And because she's a postie in the outback, Beck isn't just delivering letters and parcels. She's had to deliver chooks and guinea fowls, once even a lamb. She does her best to make her mail delivery route fun. She likes to make friends with the people and families that she delivers to. Have you ever had a chat to your postie?
Like when he passes, I just say hi to him.
Yeah. Once my mum, when I was 4, had a really long conversation with him.
Oh, that's great. Beck goes a couple of steps further. She's created book clubs, exchanged gifts, held morning teas. She's even organised a mini agricultural show for her neighbours.
Because she wants it to be fun.
So she can help the other people on getting themselves happy.
Beck loves her job and the people she delivers to. She's helping bring her community closer together. Nice work, Beck.
Story number 4.
Deep in bushland across New South Wales, nestled into trees, little computers are listening out for this sound.
My brother makes that sound when he snores.
It sounds like somebody burping. Sounded like he was laughing.
Believe it or not, that sound is a koala. The little computers have smart sensors that use AI, which stands for artificial intelligence. And the sensors are specially trained to recognise the deep, guttural sounds made by koalas. That information is sent back to researchers at Western Sydney University so that they can keep track of whereabouts in the environment the koalas are.
They might be excited that they're going to find more koalas with technology.
Koalas are a threatened species. That means the number of them in the wild is decreasing.
Almost maybe extinct.
Not quite yet, and that's what these sensors are trying to prevent. To take care of koalas and their environment, it's important for us to know how many of them there are. Until now, people have had to figure out that the slow way, by shining torches into trees, looking for sleeping koalas. Or they search on the ground for koala poo and make a guess that way. This new method of looking for koalas, using computers and sensors, is a lot easier and a lot less messy too.
I think it's a good idea.
It's nice for them to do that because then they're like saving their home.
Scientists are hoping this new technology will make helping these cuddly growlers a bit easier and give us a better chance at saving them.
Story number three.
Do you ever spend time with the older people in your life?
My pa, my nanny and my poppy. With my nanny and poppy, when we go to visit them, we usually like have lunch together or sometimes we have sleepovers with them.
I visit all of my elderly people in my family.
In a town called Swan Hill in Victoria, students from St Mary MacKillop College have been visiting the elderly residents of Logan Lodge, an aged care facility just down the road. These students had to do some training and learn to do things like operate a wheelchair. They visit the Logan Lodge twice a week and they hang out with the residents and do helpful things with them, like walking to the shops or to a local cafe for a coffee and a chat.
I think they help them on doing stuff and things.
The people are taking care of them and being nice to them.
The residents and the students both love these visits. One resident said the teenagers coming to visit was the most wonderful thing that had ever happened to the people at Logan Lodge.
They could spend time with them if they feel alone.
One of the students, named Lucy McCann, loves having a chat. She says her time volunteering has made her feel more confident and a better communicator and problem solver.
Older people teach the kids important things.
The older people could like teach them to like enjoy their life.
This whole arrangement was only meant to be for one school term, but the residents and the students love it so much, they don't want it to end. So the program and these newfound friendships are going to continue into next term, and maybe even beyond that too.
Story number two.
Kenmore Park, or Yunyarinyi, is an Ananu community in the Ananu Pitjantjatjara Yankunytjatjara lands, or APY lands. That is an area about 460 kilometres south of Alice Springs, which is in the middle of Australia. Most people that live in the APY lands are Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander. It's a pretty remote place. There aren't big supermarkets or shopping centres. So getting your hands on some fresh fruit or vegetables, it can be tricky.
Some fruit and vegetables are like quite delicious, and also because they help your immune system and they help you grow.
They help your body to like develop.
Yep, eating lots of fruit and veggies is an important part of a healthy diet. Because the APY lands are so remote, fresh food needs to be driven a long way to get to the community. When it gets there, there isn't much to choose from, and what is there can be expensive, and it can go off quickly too. So the Yunyarinyi locals are working together to bring a local orchard back to life. An orchard is a place where fruits and vegetables are grown.
I would grow capsicum and cucumber.
I would grow onions, carrots, because carrots help you with your eyesight.
I think that's good that they're growing their own food because now food's really expensive. What food do they grow there?
The orchard at Yunyarinyi will grow fruits like grapes, oranges, mandarins and lemons. The locals are learning how to properly care for the plants and they're hoping that they'll be able to grow enough to support the whole community. Okay, are you ready? It's time for
Wow of the Week.
This story made me go wow because it's pretty cool that they're still in the wild.
De Winton's golden mole is a small animal that lives in sub-Saharan Africa. They're only about the size of a mouse, with a shimmering golden coat that looks like sparkling sand.
Look at that cute little dude.
Looks like it doesn't have any eyes. It's a mole. Moles don't have eyes.
I think they might look cute.
These moles are hard to find. They live and burrow underground, gliding through the sand in a way that doesn't leave a trail behind them. They can't see, so they rely on their incredible sense of hearing to detect movement and figure out what's going on around them. The last time someone saw a De Winton's golden mole was back in 1937. That is before colour TV was invented.
It makes me think they're endangered.
They probably are endangered.
People thought it was worse than that. They thought the De Winton's golden mole might be extinct. About 2 years ago, scientists were exploring an area of beach in South Africa. They took DNA samples of the sand, and they found evidence of a couple of different golden mole species living in the area. They knew about most of them, but there was some DNA they couldn't match to the golden mole species they knew were around. So they asked some other scientists for help. After a few tests, bingo! They had a match. There are definitely the thought-to-be-extinct De Winton's golden moles living in the area, even though the scientists can't see them.
Nice!
It's nice how they're, like, they're not extinct yet. They're just endangered because, like, they're really cute and fluffy.
They can still live happily.
Now that we know there are De Winton's golden moles still around, scientists are working hard to make sure the area is protected from things like mining so that this special animal and their home are kept safe. And here we are, my friends. We've burrowed our way to the bottom of another countdown.
Thank you, Ruby.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And don't forget to do the news time quiz. The questions and the answers are in the show notes.
Bye, Ruby.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
See you later. Or as they say in Welsh, hwyl. News Time is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For other awesome podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app. It's free from your App Store.